Last week here on Issues and Ideas, this man, who's known worldwide for his mental abilities and prediction accuracy, said he had made his prediction of who would win the presidency of the United States this past Tuesday, but it would be sealed and not revealed until the day after the election. He also explained those reasons here last week. You can check the audio archive on the website to catch up on that part if you missed it. So not to leave you in suspense any longer, he is back with us today with the big reveal, along with his thousands of media and live performances. He is also a successful author. His latest book is In Real Time, The Amazing Kreskin. Welcome back, sir.
Chris, it's good to talk to you, and you and I are both live with each other, right? We know we're conscious of our conversation. I'm only joking. Chris, I have to tell you this. This turned out to be one of the most dramatic incidents of my entire career, and I'm being interviewed all over the place by behaviorists and people who do research and background stories for this reason. And Chris, if you lose me for a moment, let me know, because there's some building going on around my house, and I don't want to be cut off in talking to you.
Sure.
I decided other years, like the last election, 2012, was the Jimmy Fallon show, and I delivered the sealed package, and the NBC put in a safe. It was 1.5 years before the show. But I decided this past year, it was such a messy election, as if we don't know, and an excellent thing for Barnum Bailey's because of the sideshow qualities. I think you would agree to that. Sideshow qualities, Chris. Am I correct?
You are certainly correct.
But anyway, I decided to hold off and not do anything, in spite of the fact there were pictures of me with Trump on the internet and with Clinton. Well, I performed in this house and other things, but that was not an endorsement. But I want to tell you something. A few days before the election, as I probably hinted to you, it was so close. The polls were showing that Hillary was somewhat favored, but it was still so close. I thought, this is a dramatic time. I haven't done this for years. It's always been way ahead. But last Sunday, I wrote out my prediction. I delivered it, bizarre as this sounds, to New York City, to a place called Madame Paulette's, which is a rather elegant, expensive clothing maintenance company or what have you. The owner contacted me and had interviewed me on a show, a gigantic window. I delivered it there, and joining us was a broadcaster at the same time, David Webb, and this was broadcast all over the internet. It was put in a large safe and placed in the window. There are photographs all over the place of me sitting next to the window, but I left it there, and it was under security. That was my prediction. I did one more thing. This is going to sound crazy, but I thought to myself, hell, 50-50, 10,000 people have already said who one of the others is going to win the election. Let me add a little bit of drama to this. When I arrived, I asked for up to 40 people that I do not know to join me with their company. They brought in 12 people. When you look on the internet, you can watch the scenario. I gave each of them a glass with a coin. They were to hold the coin between their thumb and first finger of one of their hands over the glass, but not drop the coin.
Okay.
They all closed their eyes, and I proceeded to count from 1 to 10. When I started with 10 seconds, I counted the seconds. When I said one of the people dropped their coin, and I told them not to deliberately do anything like that. When I reached 10, four more people dropped coins. The five of them had, and one gal came over to me after the whole thing and said, Kreskin, I knew I wasn't going to drop the coin. I had a good grip on it, but when you reach 10, something made my fingers part. So of the 12 people, five of them dropped coins. I turned to the viewing public and said, this is the key that will confirm my prediction. Well, let me tell you this. Wednesday night, we went on the air, and it was broadcast on the internet with live feedback on the David Webb show. He and the owner of the company opened the safe. They opened the strong box, and the strong box simply said this. When they read the prediction, it became clear that I had made two dramatic statements, one of which would confirm who would be the next president. And then one statement was that if it turns out that an even number of people drop the coin, then the Democrats would win, Hillary Clinton would win. But if it was an odd number of people, there is no question, I absolutely I become certain that the Republican would win, and that is Donald Trump. What is interesting is this last gal didn't even drop the coin until I was finished, and something made her suddenly do it. So she caused the fifth drop, which confirmed what I had predicted. But I've said over through the months, maybe on your show as well, that I had known and decided the past 11 months who would win the election. Let me tell you the dramatic follow-up, which floored the daylights out of me.
We got 1 minute
just
left.
Just 2 hours. Pardon me, we have only about a minute?
Yep.
Just about 2 hours before we went on the air, we got contacted by Fox News, and it turns out a show that I had done 11 months ago called Fox 5 DC in Washington. I was on the show live in 2015 on December 9th, and they asked me as a guest who would win the election. I was very preoccupied. My exact statement was, I do know, but I don't want to get in trouble. I've been in this house, the one that's been shouting all over everywhere. Here, unconsciously, I had stated 11 months ago that Trump would win.
By using the word his, I caught that. I found that on the web, and I caught that, but I wanted to just let this all play out because, well, quite frankly, I don't like being wrong.
You know, you want to know something? I give you my word. I don't play games. We've talked before. I don't even remember saying it. I think I was preoccupied because I never intended to. Well, it's there for the record, and I'll tell you, it's always good to follow things up with you, Chris.
And you are amazing. AmazingKruskin.com. In real time, his new book, get it, because there are some fantastic vision stories about his career and about our future. Amazing Kruskin, thank you again.
To be continued, Chris. Thank you, Chris.